you send the letters for sponsorship, people to help us do it.
So, then who gets in charge of the prices? Because the farmers do complain.
Who gets in charge of the prices?
Is it the TMA?
You see, I will say yes, the TMA, Central Administration, because as of now, is the coordinating director who is the chairman. So if you ask me, I'll say TMA. You see, we are now a department under TMA, so we may spearhead it. But whatever thing we do is just, I would say, advisory. As of now, the AEs who are in direct contact with the farmers, they will bring us nominations. We think this person has been this.
I know, but whose duty is it to say maybe the prices are not worth going home with? So how can we increase the prices?
Oh, that's why I think it is a collective decision for all of us. I'm new here, but what I have come to learn here is that they give the budget. It's not released on time because we have spoken about it. And they write letters to solicit for help so that if we are able to be given this one and it is in the budget, you cross it out. So that's what they do.
When you go abroad, there are so many ways that they used to farm.
Yes, we have the small power tiller and those things. But honestly, those days, assembly will not have that money to give out. The important fact is that the money is not there.